Moose at the Movies.
Eric Childress, eFilmCritic.com, RogerEbert.com is on the phone with us. What's up, Eric?
Hello.
A couple movies of note, interest this week. Yes.
One of them, Pet Sematary, and I think the way Moose described it was...
I guess we'll start with Pet Sematary. No, that's part of it. Go ahead.
Oh, well, when we heard about this, Moose said, who asked for this movie?
I know, right?
All the people that paid for It.
Yeah, It is opening new Stephen King novel movie doors, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember that, you know, back in the 80s, you know, like Stephen King adaptations were pretty much as prevalent as Marvel films are today.
Right.
You know, and I think that because of the success of It... We're now going to, I mean, they're already announcing remakes of, you know, all, or new adaptations of all those books. So we're going to see, you know, sort of a new universe created, you know, for a whole new generation. And it's continuing with Pet Sematary.
Do you think we'll see a new Shining?
Well, we got a sequel to Shining.
Oh, right.
Dr. Sleep is coming out this year. We had, you know, Kubrick, and then we had the TV miniseries of The Shining. So I don't know if we're going to get that anytime soon, but Firestarter is supposed to be happening. You know, we got a remake of Carrie, you know, some years ago, which was a bad idea.
All right.
Yeah.
So Pet Sematary, the remake, it's opening this weekend. For those who don't know, it's a guy's kid dies, and there's this pet cemetery in a special place. You bury him, and they come back. But they come back different.
Yeah, the ground is sour.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't had a chance. It was closing night movie at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and I left before then.
Oh.
And then they screened it while I was away on family business last week. So I haven't seen it, but reviews are, you know, out of South by Southwest, the reviews were pretty strong. I'd say like 3 out of 4, maybe even 4 out of 5 were really sort of down with it. But, you know, they were going in really hoping to like it, and they did. Since then, the reviews have tapered off a bit. You know, more people not there with the festival have just kind of like shrugged their shoulders a little bit. There's still some, you know, some positive responses to it, but there have been a few shrugged shoulders going, eh, did we need this? I kind of like the 1989 one better, which is not a particularly good movie when you go back and look at it.
No.
Mainly because the acting is pretty bad. From what I hear, the movie still can't get what's so great about the book. Like, it gets the horror elements, but it doesn't get that sort of that grief element that really sort of makes the horrific stuff even worse. So I mean I haven't seen it yet. I'm very curious.
Let's play a clip from Pet Sematary. Now, this is the scene where he introduces the daughter, who's the one who got killed and is now back, to the wife / mother, and she's, shall we say, apprehensive.
I wasn't ready to say goodbye to her.
You're scaring me. Just tell me what you're talking about.
That my fault she died. I had to bring her back.
Kids walking up.
There's a place rage deep in the woods. Beyond the pet cemetery. It brings things back.
Are you happy, Mommy?
The kid's like hugging her, but she's got her eyes wide open. There's no like
no emotions
there. Jump ahead here a little bit.
She doesn't want me here.
No. Mommy just needs time.
It's okay. I don't want her here either.
Ooh. Ugh. Throw the whole kid away, Eric. Throw the whole kid away.
Yeah, and that's already a deviation from the book and the original movie, because originally they had two kids, and the girl, you know, there was like a bit of a psychic connection with the girl and one, a member of the dead. She could see the future a little bit, there was the little boy that was brought back.
Yeah.
So here they've eliminated, they have thrown the boy out, and they're just dealing with the girl now.
Yeah, let's move on to Shazam, which... I'm seeing some good reviews about this.
Very good reviews.
It's kind of like Big meets maybe Captain Marvel.
Ugh.
Well, Shazam is Captain Marvel, technically.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I didn't quite understand it. So I don't want to get into the weeds on that too much, but kid has superpowers. Some wizard gives him superpowers. He says Shazam, he turns into the Zachary Levi character.
Yeah,
who flies and shoots things.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Greatest American Hero meets Big, you know, and it's just... I mean, people really like the movie. Let me get this. People say it's really funny. It might be a bit long. It's over 2 hours long. It does. I think they said it does have some dark, scary stuff in there for kids, but it's mostly, you know, a comedy in a way. And I think that's why a lot of people are embracing it, particularly on the DC side of things, because kind of like Ant-Man on the Marvel side, which is a bit more comic than, you know, sort of, you know, extraordinary, you know, superpower type stuff. This one just has a really light tone to it, and people are really responding to it. So I'd be curious to see how the hardcore DZ people respond to it, because they've been mostly dealt a lot of really dark stuff on their side, you know, and a lot of it and also a lot of not good stuff. So anything that, you know, has the appearance of, you know, decency, people seem to be really responding to it.
I was not expecting this to have good reviews.
I wasn't either, but...
I didn't know what to expect. You know, the first trailer, I'm just like, well, that's kind of goofy. That could maybe work. And apparently it does.
To me, it's like the costume looks ridiculous.
Right.
That just looks so bad.
I think it's kind of supposed to.
Okay.
I remember seeing Shazam. There was a 1970s live-action television show called Shazam that I used to watch.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, it was as lame as the live-action Spider-Man that we had back then.
That was horrible.
Yeah, it's not particularly good. I mean, it's kitschy. I remember that going back then, and it just seemed like a pretty, you know, ridiculous suit.
All right.
But
let's play a clip from Shazam. This is where he's in the Zachary Levi superhero costume, and he's meeting his buddy, who's a kid for the first time.
Oh, thank God!
Hey, stop right there. How do I know you're not a supervillain using telepathic abilities to make me believe that you're Billy, huh?
What?
All I have to do is press dial on this thing.
No, I have proof. Here. Oh, come on. Look, I lied, okay? I took your bullet. Oh! Oh, no!
No!
Oh, stupid adult hands!
Yeah. So there's Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that's maybe the one to check out. Maybe even Pet Sematary.
Well, then, but both, yeah, I think both there might be worth a look. I haven't heard, like, horrible things about Pet Sematary. I think just the people who don't like it say it misses the mark. And most people say that Shazam hits the mark most often.
Eric Childress, efilmcritic.com, RogerEbert.com, the Movie Madness Podcast on the Now Playing Network. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.